The mysteries of conspiracy unfold in our nation's history. As the ancient banking powers that rule this earth tries to steal our sovereignty. And now this new world order marches in to make war within our land. And once again, Americans, it's time to rise up and take a stand and declare ourselves, we the people of the United States of America shall be faithful and restore our rights as Americans. We shall not bow down to tyranny.
States of America.
Amen. Well, good morning, Remnant. Welcome to the La Porte Church of Christ this July 14th, 2024. No, doing things a little different this morning. And just a couple quick things. This morning, we're going to play a classic for you for the scriptural insight, the scriptural review. It's part one of Pastor Peter's message, Scriptures from America. We recorded them at the Radio Ranch many years ago, and it was an opportunity that he had to try to put truths out actually overseas into parts of Russia. And it was an opportunity, and so we took it and recorded these messages. And so just wanted to play part one this morning and let you know that it was it was unscripted, and it was in one shot. Just basically action, start rolling it, and it's just typical Pastor Peter's classic. It was a joy to record him. It's a joy to watch him again. So wanted to play that for you this morning. And Remnant, we encourage you to be in prayer. Pray for us here. Pray for travels. Pray for our nation. It's a tumultuous time. We'll get that started, and we'll be back with the Timeless Pulpit Truth after that and a new message for you for this morning's service here at the La Porte Church of Christ as well. Again, thanks for joining us. Stay tuned.
It is time for Scriptures from America. From America, Colorado and Wyoming, Rocky Mountains of the Wild West, comes the Word of God from the cowboy, salt of the earth, logic and wisdom of circuit riding preacher Peter Peters. Nestled in the Laramie Valley of wild, windy Wyoming, near Laramie, Wyoming, sits a working cattle and horse ranch known as the Radio Ranch. At the Radio Ranch, Dr. and Pastor Peter John Peters broadcast live nightly worldwide on shortwave radio, satellite, and internet on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network, reaching Europe, Australia, Russia, South Africa, and more. Jesus Christ came to the common man, and the Radio Ranch common cowboys still ride and reach out with the Christian message. Pastor Peters and his Radio Ranch Wranglers ride for the brand and the man, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Pastor Peters grew up in the West in the cowboy tradition and is still cowboy. An ex-rodeo and trick rider, Pastor Peters is now a circuit riding preacher and teacher in both Wyoming and Colorado. He has preached at the La Porte Church of Christ, located at the base of the Colorado Rocky Mountains in La Porte, Colorado, for the past 30 years. Like the holy prophets of old, he does not spare the truth of God's Word as he lovingly tells it with a take-it-or-leave-it common-sense cowboy logic. And now, here is Dr. and Pastor Peters.
Well, here goes. Jesus said to go in all the world and preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16:16. And we're going in all the world, this circuit riding preacher and his Radio Ranch Wranglers who stand behind the camera right now here at the Radio Ranch in Wyoming. into a part of the world we've never been before, as far as television goes, and that's in the area of Europe. This is our first in an episode, I guess you'd call it the first episode, of our Scriptures from America broadcast. Normally we have Scriptures for America worldwide broadcasting on satellite, internet, radio, shortwave. But this time it's Scriptures from America because this broadcast is coming from America to a whole host of people out there in the world, world that I've never been to, but I thank God that he's given this circuit riding preacher a chance to go in all the world. So I want to say howdy to those people in the world that are receiving this broadcast over there in Russia, Ukraine, whole host of countries over there. And I get to speak to you without having to go and speak in tongues because it's being translated into the language that you listen to. So we praise God for that. Now, this is not the only place that this broadcast is going to go. It'll be aired on the North American continent as well. Before we go any further, though, I'd say we best go to the Lord, wouldn't you? Our Heavenly Father, we praise you. We praise you because we've read the book and we know how this baby ends. We will see all your enemies made a footstool at your feet. And we praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. You are our King. You are the King of Kings. And as you have said, we salute and click our heels and say, okay, we'll go. Make a way. And so thank you for making a way into the homes and lives of those that I'll probably never see eyeball to eyeball with. But Lord, with your Holy Spirit a working, make that Word of God that I'll be teaching them today work right down into their hearts, souls, and minds, and let them come alive in the name of Jesus Christ to serve the ever-living King who arose from the grave, victorious over all his enemies. Hallelujah. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I don't know exactly where to start. I'm going to start by walking in here, but I want to tell you something. I don't think you're going to like what you see. I didn't like what I saw when I walked in here yesterday. Let me tell you where I'm at. We're at the Radio Ranch here in Wyoming. Now, we preach, this circuit riding preacher does, and I say we because I got my Radio Ranch Wranglers always here to help me. In Wyoming and in Colorado on a regular basis, and we travel, of course, all across the North American continent. By the way, get used to the wind. This is a mild wind day when it comes to Wyoming, let me tell you. So the wind blows out here in Wyoming. You're listening to the circuit riding preacher, Peter Peters. And yes, you hear on the intro also Dr. Peters. I have my degrees, but I want you to know I have my experience as well. I have my Bible training, and I've got over 30 years of circuit riding, let me tell you that. I've been preaching. I fit the qualification because some of you, I'm addressing you people out there in the world. Jesus said, go in all the world, and we know that God's children, we're all God's children out there in that world, and they need to know who I am. So I'm a preacher, and I'm a teacher, and I got a prophetic disposition. Now, some of you aren't going to like some of the things I might say, but the prophets didn't worry about being liked. They worried about being true to the word. They didn't worry about being politically correct. They were concerned about being biblically correct. And that's what you're going to get from this preacher. I do have Bible training. I do have the experience. I have the qualifications of an elder. Just to give you an idea of who's talking to you. Now, when I say you're not going to like what you might see in there, I think I know what I'm going to see. When I walked in there, this is springtime right now at the Radio Ranch. And in the spring, new birth comes. And we have not only cattle but horses on this place. And we got a new baby foal in there. You might say, well, why are you starting off the way you are with the illustration you're going to have behind this door, behind this barn door? There's a reason, and you'll see why, so stay with me. We're going to go in there, and then we're going to look at the Word of God, and we're going to make an application by what you see to your life in light of God's Word, okay? Hatch, you want to come in? Come on. Well, this is what we got in this little barn. A little colt. He was born yesterday, or a little bit before yesterday, yesterday evening. And yesterday morning, he was laying about dead. I shouldn't say he, it's a she. And I'm pleasantly surprised to find her on her feet. I call her Gerula Girl. She's got the color, what you call Gerula. And the interesting thing about the color of a Gerula colt, you take a, I understand, a buckskin or a Gerula, they got kind of genetic genes that are a little bit older than a lot, and they're tougher. And this Gerula girl is tough. Now, I came out here earlier this morning, and she was laying, came out here yesterday morning, and she was laying here laboring, just barely breathing. We took her to the vet, loaded her mama up, and her and the trailer right away, because I knew she was in trouble. I thought maybe it was pneumonia, because it was a cold night when she was born, and we weren't prepared for her to come so soon. And the vet sent her home, didn't even charge us a bill, said she's going to die. Now, I tell you what I did yesterday morning, my wife and I. You've heard in the Bible about the anointing oil. We took and anointed her. I'm going to anoint her a little bit more. A little anointing oil on her. She's doing good. I came out here earlier this morning. She was laying there half dead. But, you know, the Lord has taught me a lesson or two in regards to faith with her. Because the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And if you look at the scene, you won't have the faith. You can't base your faith on the scene. And what I saw was a colt that was looking like it was going to die. In fact, the vet told me she's going to die. And you say, well, what's the matter with her? If you look, she's got labored breathing. She's not as frisky and healthy as the average colt would be. Anyway, yesterday I anointed her with oil. We prayed over her, I and my wife, after the vet said didn't look good. And let me tell you what happened to her. See, I wondered, where am I going to start here as far as it goes in regards to my first episode with the people in the world, introducing you to this circuit riding preacher and where I want to start. All disciplines have a beginning. Now, when I use the word discipline, you need to think of Christianity as a discipline. For example, mathematics is a discipline. I remember when the university taking a course in statistics. The statistics, according to the vet, was that this colt wasn't going to live, and I'll tell you why in a minute. And it's a good illustration because I want to apply it to your life. But when that mathematician was trying to teach me statistics and all, it was hard for me to get. I just wasn't really connecting real good. But there was a time when that statistician had to learn numbers, like my grandchildren. This is one, this is two, this is three, this is four. It's the basics. All disciplines have basics. And all disciplines have disciples. And they have to learn the basics if they're going to become disciples of that discipline. Now, my grandchildren that are learning the numbers, they don't know that those numbers can be added, they can be subtracted, they can be divided. There's such a thing coming down the road for them called algebra. They're just learning the numbers. They have to have a beginning. And so I thought to myself, how am I going to begin? Well, I began by introducing myself and telling you where we're at. And then I thought, well, we'll come in here and do the filming right here in this horse barn with this little colt. Now, there the colt is. See if you can get a picture of that colt laying there laboring. I'll just go on over there and anoint him a little. Or her. I keep calling him a him, but she's actually Gerula Girl. She doesn't know she's going to be world famous. See how she's laboring hard? And I've prayed over her more than once, and I pray over her again. Gula girl, I want you to live, and I want you to give glory to the Lord Jesus Christ who gives us life. Lord Jesus, bring life into her. Keep her alive to your praise and glory. I just want her to be revived in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we'll just sit down right here if the mama will let me. I guess she'll let me. I want to sit. I hate to squat. There's an old saying out here that cowboys shouldn't squat with their spurs on. I got my spurs on. What's going on here? I'm going to go to the Word of God in 1 Peter. And it says in 1 Peter, therefore, putting aside all malice and all guile and all hypocrisy and envy and all slander, like newborn babes, long for the pure milk of the Word, that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. Now, this is what the vet told me about this little critter. He said that, and it's true, a colt has about a four-hour window to get up and nurse its mama to get what is called colostrum. That first milk that comes out of that mama's got that colostrum, and the colt needs it. Now, he said if that colt doesn't get that colostrum, that they are in they're in a world of trouble, without going in all to the mechanics of this thing. And she was, according to him, so much trouble, he didn't even charge me. He said, take her home. And when I came out here earlier this morning, she certainly tested my faith here. Because she wasn't looking too good. But you saw her up. When I opened that door, there she was standing. And she's nursing her mama. But you got to get that milk. And you got to get that milk right away. I'm not going to squat with my spurs on, so we'll just sit right here beside her. You got to get that milk right away in that period of time. And that's the way it is with a newborn from the Word of God. We're born again of the water and the Spirit. And then you got to long for the pure milk of the Word in order to grow. There's another scripture over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 where Paul says, I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you are not yet able to receive it. Now, you'll find that with the Word, there is solid food or meat and there's milk. And you got to have the milk first. And so, where do I begin? I want you to know that this preacher had a calling when he was a young boy. My first sermon was about 9 years of age. It won't take time to go into that. It was in Bible school, summer Bible school. But when I was in summer Bible school, the one summer about 11, I remember that they got me to read the Bible. And the book they had me read first was the book of John. And so as I was thinking where I start, I don't know where all I am going with this broadcast as far as in the world. I just know it goes into the world out there. We got to start at the beginning. And in John 1:1, this is how it starts. And we'll just turn here. I want you to get used to a Bible. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word. And I want you to know, this is your life without the Word of God. Now, little Grula girl here doesn't know life any different because this is all she's experienced so far. She's going to get better because she's prayed for. And she needed that milk right away and didn't get it like she should have. Now, Jesus said something about your life. I want you to know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he said over in Matthew chapter 4, as he was fighting with Satan himself in verse 4, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, you're only half living if you're not living with the Word of God in your life. And you just heard it. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, my men are giving me signs for... The only thing is, I don't know if those signs is how many minutes have gone by or how many minutes I got left. Which one is it? Left. All right. Time's going by rather fast. I better start moving up a little faster in talk. You got to have the Word of God. Every discipline starts somewhere. You've got to start with the Word. Start reading the Word of God. Man should not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, this is the Bible. You've got to get the Bible in your life. Let me tell you a little bit about the Bible real fast. The Bible is not like an ordinary book. Ordinary books are written in chronological order. You start at the beginning, you go to the end. The Bible is not. The Bible is a book of books. That's one way it's different. And I want you to know how important of a book of books it is. Now, you might not believe this, but it tells us in the book, in Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, "And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds." Well, I don't believe that. You will, someday. You will be judged by the things, according to what it says here in Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, by the things written in the books. The books, yes. The Bible, Biblica, is a book of books. There are 66 books here. Now, it's divided in two divisions, and I'm just giving you an introduction. This is basics. In the beginning was the Word, and that's where we're starting with the Word. It's divided in the Old Testament, and it's divided in to the New Testament. And so the New Testament is divided into the first five books are history. First four are called the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then there's the book of Acts. Luke, who wrote the book, the Gospel of Luke, also wrote the book of Acts. Now, this is your assignment for next week. We're just getting started and getting introduced to one another. I want you to read one of the Gospels. Take your pick. You can read Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. If you read Luke, know that Luke also wrote the book of Acts. And then I want you to read two chapters in the book of Acts. Now, there will be a test at the end of your life, let me tell you. But there will be a test in life as well. And it's very important that you read the first two chapters in the book of Acts as well. That's your assignment. Now, then you have the 14 Pauline epistles. You have Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. And then the Pauline epistles are the letters. Epistle means letter. Paul, that's where you get the Pauline epistles. You have those. And then you have seven books written by James, Peter, John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude. And the last book in this New Testament is a book of prophecies, Revelation. Now, don't ask me why. It's the craziest thing in the world. I've seen it time after time. A Christian get this book in his hand, the first place he wants to go is the book of Revelation. That's the hardest place to go. You got to get the basics down. So you go and you read one of the Gospels in the first two chapters of the book of Acts. Now, when you do that, you're going to start, and I need to warn you. I need to warn you about something, and that is, I'm kind of a bit like a drug dealer. I don't know if you have drug dealers over there in Europe. You got them over here. And what do you mean you're like a drug dealer? See, now you start to trust me right away, and I don't want you to be so trusting, because I'm trying to get you to taste it, giving you a freebie. Once you start to slurp this a little bit, pretty soon you're slurping it until you're burping it, and you got to have more of it, because it's the Word of God. It's the living Word of God. It'll become addictive in your life. So I've already warned you ahead of time. And I want you to know why I'm making such a point for you to get the Word. We got to start somewhere. I want you to start reading your Bible, and I want you to start checking out with what I say. Now, you don't know me. Well, you look like the kind of guy I could trust. Well, that's why I lied to you in the first 2 minutes of my broadcast. What? That's right. I told a lie. You see, as we grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, as Peter said in 2 Peter 3:18, we've got to unlearn just as much as we learn. And we've been taught a lot of things. We've been programmed. So many of you have watched so much TV over there. It's like our people have over here. They don't call it TV programming for nothing. That's why you got to get less TV in your life and more of the Word of God. And what I did right away was, well, before I do that, I want you to know that the reason I'm trying to get you into the Word, it says in Acts 17, verse 11, about those people in Thessalonica. Now, these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. In other words, just don't take what these people that come to you and hold themselves out as a teacher of the word, just don't take at face value what they say. You got to check out what the word says in comparison to what they say, because the word says there are a lot of false prophets that go into the world. And they are wolves in sheep's clothing. Now, what I did when I greeted the world, I said, we're all God's children. What? We're not all God's children. I purposely lied to you just to give you an illustration. I'll tell you this. I will not try to purposely lie to you. But I did it just so you can understand why it's so important for you to get the word in your life. We're not all God's children. In fact, what did Jesus say? Over there in the Gospel of John, chapter 8. Let's see if we can find it here. I think it's the Gospel of John, chapter 8. Verse 44. Said, you are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. Does that sound like we're all God's children? Somebody's of their father the devil. And when I said at the very beginning we're all God's children, I did it on purpose because I wanted you to see how easy you can be tripped up. I want you into the Word. And I want you to start drinking it, feeding on the milk. And old Grula girl, she'll keep getting that milk down her with our prayers. She's going to make her. And you're going to make her too. But we're about out of time. Remember that Christianity was first called the way. Jesus said, straight is narrow is the way and broad is the way of destruction. There's Matthew chapter 7. And few there will be that find it. I want you to find that straight and narrow way. I want you to be one of the few, and it's the few that I'm trying to reach here with the Word. And so that's our beginning. Come next week. By the way, if you come next week, I think here. I got a postcard for you from Wyoming. We'll show that on the screen. You know what's going on there? You come next week and I'll tell you what that postcard's about, how important it is in your life. And this is a Wyoming scene, and we'll relate it to the Word of God.